Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, the weather remained cold this week, and lake temperatures continued to drop into Thursday. About 3 weeks ago, water temps were in the upper 40s at most of the lakes, and now they're back down to about 37 to 38 degrees, which is a substantial change in the fish world. Now, since it's been so cold, there hasn't been a lot of fishing activity. And I know that a lot of folks are probably missing that warm weather, but this cold streak could not have come at a better time, at least for the walleye spawn. It's getting to be that time of year when the walleye start moving in close to shore to spawn. And while they attempt to spawn, they just don't have the right habitat to reproduce successfully and provide enough fish to support good recreational fisheries at all of our lakes. In order to provide good walleye fisheries in our lakes, we have to catch wild fish, get their eggs, fertilize them, and then hatch them out in a controlled setting where we can then stock them all over the state. The window of opportunity to do this, though, is quite small, and it's largely dependent on two things: the water temperature and photo period, or length of daylight. Walleye will start developing their eggs months prior to the spawning period, but they need warm enough water for long enough for their eggs to develop. And they also need cues to tell them when to go to their spawning locations and essentially meet up with other fish to make it all happen. That sweet spot, where photo period and temperature line up perfectly, is usually around the first week in April, at least at this particular latitude. The walleye will typically get started spawning around 45 to 47 degree water temperatures, and by the time the water temps hit 55 degrees, the spawn starts to die down. And while a handful of fish will spawn earlier and later than that, the bulk of the spawning activity happens in about a week to a week and a half period. We were starting to get worried that the water temperatures were getting too warm too early. After all, we had water temps as high as 49 degrees about 3 weeks ago. Now, if those temperatures would have continued to climb into the 50s before the end of March, it would have likely thrown them off, and we probably would not have seen much of a spawn. In those cases, the fish usually just never release their eggs, and they reabsorb them. So, at the beginning of the season, the photo period seems to be the overriding factor. Even if the water warms up early, the spawn still isn't going to happen until the day length is right. Now, if it stays really cold into the first and even second week of April, then as soon as the temps get right, the spawn will happen. And it will most likely happen fast at that point because the photo period has been right for a long time. The ideal situation is to have a nice warming trend starting about April 4th, where the water temperature climbs from about 45 to 55 degrees over the course of about 8 or 9 days. That's looking like more of a possibility this year since this cold weather moved in. I still can't tell you for sure when we're going to start, but we'll definitely know more early next week. And I can't make any guarantees, but it's highly likely that we will be running the Storm Lake Hatchery by the weekend of April 6th and 7th. I would encourage anyone who's interested in seeing the process to stop out at the hatchery and check things out. The hatchery is located on the north side of the State Marina, which is located on the west end of Storm Lake. It's a big metal building that looks like a machine shed. Now, the doors are normally closed, but feel free to walk in and check things out. We usually start stripping and fertilizing eggs around 9 o'clock in the morning, and this is when you're most likely to see the really big females that we catch. Oftentimes, the water is too turbid to be able to see fish in the tanks, but you'll be able to see them when we pull them out and get the eggs. And during this time of year, walleye fishing can sometimes be good. The male walleye will bite, but it can be tough to get the females to bite. One thing is for sure though, those fish will be in close to shore, and fishing during the evening hours along rocky or sand bottom shorelines will put you into close proximity of a large concentration of fish, and you can increase your odds of success. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend, and if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home, and if you get the chance, take a kid out fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.